It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Smart, Oja, Alujojo Kijo, Smart again, and vibes Santino, Alujojo Kijo, Mulen, Futuristic Grange, see, did they film me for trenches?
What the fuck was that, bro?
You never hear that, those dances, anti jams?
No, I haven't.
Ah, now I know the vibes. Mulen, 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 mulen. Futuristic grind. See, did they film me for trenches?
Okay, Santi. Well, I'll check.
No, but the song is actually mad.
Yeah, it sounds like it's fire.
Like it's a full trenches. Like if you did trenches and the song on, you know, go be surprised.
Yes, now I will not be surprised. Santi's trying to tap into the trench market.
Yes, now he's trying to enter that trench talk.
For guy, trench talk is taking over the world, bro. I can't even lie,
bro. Forget this year, the play, especially with the way Afrobeat is globalizing at a fast rate, with the way our guys that came. The guys that are supposed to be like additional guys, they're not really, really branching out and going abroad and charging people 105k for home concert or concert in your home. They're charging 105k. No, Alasha.
First of all, they need to stop with that homecoming shit. It's now dead. It's fake. It's not real. It's just
them,
it's
like
a
real
marketing hoax. It's not even a real thing, because like homecoming is supposed to be the concert that's like, all right, since your home is not as expensive as the rest, like you are doing it for the people that like
the people that supported you that year, basically.
Yeah. So like, I beg, that home commission is just a marketing, it's marketing garbage, bro.
Now trenches boys go to hell next year, deeply.
Yeah, world. It's crazy, because right now, sir, speaking of trenches, Nigeria is the fucking trench.
Yes, now. Mulen.
Like, so I don't know if you know about this thing where, like, you need to link for our listeners that are not in Nigeria, you might not understand this next few lingo and lamba I'm about to pull. But, like, basically, you need to link your NIN with your meter number. If not, you're not going to be able to, like, top up on your, like, electricity, basically.
Are they trying to turn that NIN thing into a thing?
They're trying to turn it into a thing. They're trying to turn it where, like, it needs to be linked to everything that you're doing. And
okay,
like,
so that means they want to be able to be tracking your lights and be knowing who is not paying for lights.
I don't even know what, but basically they just want to be tracking everything that has to do with like your spending, your finances, your taxes, everything, bro. Like,
okay, so is that supposed to be like an SSN or something? I mean, they get out, Joe.
Yeah, basically, like a social security number, basically. And I just found that out today. Apparently, they put out the news since like late last month that from the 1st of November, you have to link your NIN. I was trying to pay for top of my electricity today and I found that out. Here's the kicker. It's the same thing with when Nigeria tries to implement something that's like computer based, but it's always some substandard shit. Okay, now I'm at home trying to link my NIN with my meter. I use my first NIN. It says my NIN encounters some error validating or there was some error encountered validating my N9. I tried another N9. Mm-hmm. I tried another. That one didn't work. I tried another one. That one didn't work. So someone just had to tell me that, yeah, basically it is like a thing where like the server is not working, that I should try it at night. When I hear try it at night, I just like, oh yeah, this is like normal Nigeria bullshit.
You need some Nigeria. Like, you want to implement something that you can't really fully implement.
Do you understand? You want to implement something that like you don't have the, like it's not working, bro. Like,
it's you don't have the facilities. You don't have the capabilities to carry it out.
Man. As we don't have the capacity, like literally,
we don't have the capacity.
That literally guy is like, guy, Nigeria is always trying to.
No, it's too fucked.
Nigeria is always trying to farm, bro. Nigeria is always trying to farms, bro.
All this one you're saying, I'm just scared. I'm just like, bro, please. I've not heard about this NIN.
We are going to link it.
May big dog no come back as no see light.
As in...
big dog just come back no see light. That's the one I say, not the...
Oi.
Baba, go and link your NIN with your meter number right now, bro.
But I think there's a way it's run in the estates where, like, the estates runs the lights and then... Because, like, we don't buy the light from...
You don't buy the lights from them.
The estate will not run them already.
That kind of thing.
For us, we don't get that kind of setup, bro. You have to link your shit, bro. And you might have difficulty linking it because the server might be on some fuck shit, guys. It's just... I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't like talking about Nigeria. But I beg, Nigeria, stop it, bro. Like, ask like who you are, man. Like, don't try to be someone else, man. Be yourself, bro.
Like, be yourself. Don't try to be like someone else. Don't try to act like someone else.
Like, bro, be your fucking self.
Fans know that one.
Yeah, they know that one for sure. For sure. Every day I indulge in all those things. I think about Frank Ocean's mom like them, man. Frank Ocean's mom would be disappointed.
She would not be proud of
me
right now.
She'll be disappointed in me right now, man. Because it makes you sluggish, lazy, stupid,
lazy and unconcerned. And it's facts.
Oh my god.
And unconcerned, fam.
That Uncle Said part is loud, bro.
It's loud because it's so factual.
It is fucking loud. But then again, I was listening to, obviously, I haven't been able to stop listening to Scary Hours 3. And then anytime I'm listening to it, because you know they were produced by Conductor Williams, Overcast, mm-hmm. and shit. And anytime a beat starts, like the instrumental starts, I'm just like, hey, yo! Because it fits so well, and my ears are so used to hearing those kinds of beats with West Side Gun. So anytime it starts, I'm just like, hey yo, doof doof. I'm like, god damn, man. I just always want to go back and listen to West Side Gun. Did you listen to like And Then You Pray For Me?
No, hello? I did not.
Can you hear Shiba bark?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, but can you hear Shiba bark?
No, I can't hear Shiba back.
Ah, cool. I don't think Collins is here right now. But anyway,
We can't. There's some shit I just saw. Do you remember this P about how this Patricia guy, how they said like he scammed people and just pulled out?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but you know Patricia, right?
Yeah, the
Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency company. Yeah. Something. So apparently there was the yarns. Then now I'm just reading that there's an update that the police force PRO have announced the arrest of Wilfred Bonse and his minions. And apparently this Wilfred Bonse guy was a governorship candidate in Cross River for 2023 elections. And he was used to steal $607 million from Patricia. That's just crazy. Like, obviously, if you put $607 million back into Patricia, it's not going to... Because a lot of people lost their money. That's the main coco you get. It's not going to pay anybody back their money, but it will actually go a long way. That's like what, bro? Yeah, that's more than $1 million now. Now, $1 million right now is $1 billion. Wait, chill. Let me calm down. $1 million is 1 billion naira right now. Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, yeah. Moving on. Whatever you do, make sure you they get the moolah.
Because I swear, crazy, fam.
And make sure you're getting the moolah in the USD, or whatever you do.
They play or in GBP. They did.
You see, man sold his art 20k GBP.
Yes, now GBP.
That's like 28 milli naira.
Is it 28 milli?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like 28 mil. Casually.
In his fucking hotel room in London.
Yeah. Just on the casual thing. It's mad.
No, depress on a Nigerian audience.
Depressed? Why you want depressed then? Is it depressing?
So, but they motivate now. They play.
I mean, the exchange rate is quite depressing, to be very honest. Like, and it's one of the first things I check every morning to get more depressed or motivated, however way you want to look at it.
When I see that get motivated, it doesn't depress me. Maybe we are still at that age where like nothing can really stop us. You get like anything because we've seen it, man. Like.
I think it's the exuberance thing, though. Don't play. Like, right now, we don't see how it directly, like, affects. Like, but trust me, when you're the one that is the dad and with kids and everything, you won't like the exchange rate. Like, this exchange rate is very depressing. Don't play. It's just...
That's why I said the thing about, like, we are still young.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have that thing. So,
yeah.
We are not sending anyone to school. I'm not buying screen exactly. For anybody. Yeah. I'm not buying Milo and milk for anybody.
Our business never reached the one way we import crayfish from Venezuela.
From Venezuela. Do you know? Did they actually import crayfish from Venezuela?
Yeah, man. We're importing hella shit from everywhere, bro. Like, you know, at some point, like, when you go to the supermarket and you see, like, niggas are selling grounded crayfish, and you just basically look at the supermarket. Bear no, it's bear man doing that pee. Like smoked chicken in the freezer. You see all those things, you see them with labels. All those things are coming from someone's farm.
Mm.
It doesn't like it's not from the US type shit.
Okay.
But like yeah.
Like Guineval.
You get what I'm saying?
Guineval. As in Awu.
Who was talking about that shit? Something about this thing, Poroko. Stockfish, like I can't remember the country, but like there's this country where like now them like we think that we get uproku, but what now them get the uproks for that country?
Yes, normal uproks now.
Normal country.
Normal OKP bro, now.
Don't play those sound. We got a lot of things, bro.
Yeah, no.
Now we be Gotham. Now
what the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, man.
Yeah, let's start this bombshell. Let's introduce our podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back again. Another exciting episode. Although this past 12 minutes doesn't sound like exciting enough because of the shit we're talking about, but don't worry, that's where it ends for us and Nigeria on this episode. you're welcome to episode 69.
Oh wow. My god, that's pause.
That's crazy.
This entire episode is a pause.
That's crazy. But yeah,
how do you do episode 69?
Yeah.
Pause.
What'd you say?
Yeah. No, carry on.
Yeah, episode 69 of the Balcony Sessions podcast brought to you by the Balcony Boys. It's your boy Lodi San, aka Fly God Lodi, aka Lola Dimano. Always repping. I'm here with the Brodies. Here with the Mando.
Forever. Mr. Forever. Yeah. Only one very now. Yes, sir.
Only one.
Man's out here, man. Nodi 44, JD all. JD motherfucking all.
JD motherfucking all.
But like, you know, let's go on to it, baby.
Nah, nigga, you said JDO. I can't believe that you brought that back.
You know, the thing is, I figured the disparity, like, so I gotta just claim it, bro. Because there's niggas that, like, you guys call me J or Pod, bro. So niggas gotta know that, there's not some
But the thing is that, like, you need, like, we had this conversation now, J. When we're like,
you see what I mean? What is it?
Yeah, we had this conversation, like, you need to actually own that JDO because you're actually JDO. Come on,
like, let's not get into that. But, like, I figured I was even Mr. more Phil. JDO now. Than like then, but like let's not make that what this is about.
Mr. Let's Phil. Go. J Phil.
Jesus, mother Phil, J Phil.
J Phil. How was that era?
Yeah, that was a fucking era.
Yeah,
how are you guys doing, man?
I'm chilling, man.
I'm cool. Okay, now.
Yeah, man, it's hot, bro. Fucking hot, man. It was hot, but it was raining. I think it rained yesterday morning. Yeah, I think it rained yesterday morning.
That's the only way I feel right now. Like, I don't have any external thoughts about anything philosophical or abstract. Like, it's just hot in Lagos, and I just want to get paid for this month. Like, I'm tired.
I'm not.
I need the month to end.
No. So sorry, my brother. It's not that hot in Abuja. It's just very like the Harmattan piece started earlier, so there's a lot of fire. It's cold, to be fair. It's quite cold.
So I'm
enjoying
it.
Actually, use
sorry.
Rain. Like, you know, like.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, anyway, but I'm chill. I'm just chilling. Normal. Not too much.
Gee, do you wanna tell the audience why, like, I mean, they wouldn't know this, but I'm gonna break the fourth wall and tell them that we are recording 2 hours later than like we should have. Gee, do you wanna tell them why?
Pass.
You wanna pass on that, Abby? You like to pass on that.
Pass. I like to keep that on the show.
Alright, no.
Yeah.
Alright, no. Okay, no, fucky.
JT, I'm coming for you. Don't worry. Pause.
I hate how having podcasts just mean you get less babes. Because, I mean, what's my babe going to do when she come on pod? And bro is calling me fucky. Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's crazy, man.
Guy, yesterday, so I'm talking it's to mental. The new team, right? And then yesterday, we were just yelling, right? And then I told her how I have a podcast and shit, you know? And then she was like, oh, okay. She now asked if, like, I would mind or if I would like her to listen. I'm like, babe, you know, like, let's just get to know each other, like, one on one before you started listening.
Yo,
you can know me first. No, nobody believe we see the air for the air.
Do you understand?
Just know me first before you dive into that, because that can be crazy, bro.
Yeah, but nah, man, I be putting all my babes on podcasts, like, to like check it out. Like, I want you to see it, you know.
Yeah, you check it out, but not like after we've got to know each other a bit. Just check it out. After you kind of like me already, so you can check it. Like, so you can know, you just know that you have been hooked already, man. Like, what did they call it? They call it quantum locking. I don't lock you on a quantum level.
On a quantum.
You
can
check me.
If I bend you like this, you stay like this. So yeah, you can go check our pod.
Oh, yeah, man. You can check the pod.
But we're able to listen to it together. Yeah. Actually, I don't know about listening to pod with have you ever listened to the podcast with someone before?
Early days.
You say like you're not gonna do it again.
I might not, unless I was spitting some real for the woman purpose or for the woman cause that episode. Maybe listen to it.
I'm sure Lodisa will be carrying all his for the woman episodes on his
head. Yeah, like,
y'all need to really check this out.
Listen to this one. Don't listen to this one, though. I was dead, not on man. This one, so don't listen to it.
Nah, but I like how like the link tree, like the one that's more memorable for me is like it's just the link tree / balcony sessions, like no actual episode typey. So like that way, like I didn't tell you to listen to anything. Like I just gave you the link to the podcast. So it's like Fantastic Feast. There's over 70 episodes there. You have your pick, man. For real.
I have a theory that like once new people and tap that link tree and enter like the Spotify or the Apple Music, I have a theory that the first episode they go to is either PST Notes or Not Too Much Old Money on the Girls.
I think Old Money, New Money. Like, because just based on the stats, you guess, like, it's like, this EP has no reason to be climbing this the way it's climbing, fam. Like,
but if my cousin was like, he hit me up one day and was like, "You man, I just want to shout you out on the pod," and I listened to it and it was fire. And I was like, "Oh yeah, which episode did you listen to?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, I only listened to one, Pity Not." And I was like, "Fair enough, fair enough."
Yeah. I was
like, "Fair enough." I think for guys will go to Pity Not first, bro.
Yeah. True that. But you don't see Pity Not. Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. So speaking of man and woman relations and nothing.
That's fucked.
That's mad fucked. But I had to find it. I had to find that. I'm Thomas Muller. I'm the space interpreter. I had to find that space. Find that space. But speaking of that, we're talking our guy. First of all, when I saw it, I thought it was a skit. So a friend of ours, I was going through my Snapchat some like 2 days ago.
We're not gonna say his name though. Don't worry.
I mean,
just telling you,
we can, we cannot. It doesn't really matter.
I don't think we should.
I feel it.
Yeah.
But like, I was going through the snap and
just
then,
in case, man, because like, what if his side chick don't know, bro?
He put that. I mean,
what if you can see on the story, his... but she can't, bro?
But when what are the chances that his side chick listens to this podcast?
I don't give a fuck. I told you, I'm not gonna judge nothing.
You
like
think
that,
everybody's bro. Like you that will have a side chick? You think everybody's like you? You're just showing yourself.
Yo, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
You did it to yourself, bro. You did it to yourself.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Carry on.
Anyway. Anyway, so one of our old friends, I was going through Snap and I saw his Snap, and then I saw that like they were on a yacht, and there were roses everywhere, and this guy was on one knee. And the babe in front of him was looking like stunned and perplexed. And I'm like, wait. I checked. It was a long snap. After I tapped everything, I watched the full thing. I was like, nah, this ain't real. I was even looking at my guy's face that I know his face. I'm like, nah, it might not be him. It might be his elder brother or something that looks exactly like him. I didn't believe it. Until I saw it on Instagram again. And I saw like the yacht company. They tagged him and they said, "Oh yeah, our loyal customer, da da da, engaged." I was like, "What?" And I went back again to his snap and I saw that shit. I'm like, "Yo, this cat is really engaged." I had to hit him. I'm like, "Man, congrats, bro! Like, fucking hell! Like, who would have thunk it?
who would have thunk it, bro?
Like, who would have? Like, this man is like engaged, bro. Nah, niggas are like." Tying the knot, man. That's crazy, man. Shout out to you, bro. Jay says tying the knot is rich nigga activity. That was Jay's automatic reply or response.
Wait, what? Sorry, what did you say?
I knew your ass wasn't even fucking here.
I said,
Jay said that like tying the knot was rich nigga activities.
That what? Time what?
Tying the knot is a rich nigga activity.
Facts, bro. Facts. Tying the knot is definitely a rich nigga activity. But then what's crazy is that just as we're about to start this episode, I saw one tweet about one guy making a thread on basically like he highlights some reasons why niggas tie the knot. And I think he gave like 7 reasons. I'm just trying to
list them now.
I'm trying to locate that too. But anyway, off the top of my head, what the ones I remember, he said number one, which is the most common one, is obviously she got pregnant. Then another common one, she increased her visit period from weekends to weeks. then months, then years. This particular friend actually told me they never even discussed his girlfriend's house. It just vanished. So basically, like, it just like some guys just start living with their babe from weekends, turns to weeks, turns to days, then they just started not. Then the guy said a strange one. This guy got so broke, he started sharing everything with another broke girl in the office. One day when his house was about to get closed, he carried something to work, and that evening he went and slept at the girl's place. The rest is history. They now have two kids.
Yeah, that usually do be happening.
The guys like family friends. Their parents were family friends, so they will hang out once or twice a year. Later in life, they formed their own family.
That's then, real.
Is there cleaning dishes? This one's like giving trigger warning. No meat with ammo. He said, I don't know if this is offensive, but this particular friend was seeing three women at the time, and only one of them was cleaning the used dishes before leaving. He found himself so concerned about her, ended up with her.
That's she so played crazy. Him. She played him. She played reverse psychology on that nigga. She was like, if I watch this dishes, you put a ring on it. He did.
So it's like better the devil, you know. This guy ended up with an ex because whoever he was with hurt him more than his ex.
No, that's crazy.
Good food. This one, her food was also good. This other one, she used to share her packed lunch with him. With time, she started carrying two packs. With time, she started
asking. Put a ring. That's enough to put a ring on it. I don't lie.
That's enough to put a ring on it. It can't even lie to you, bro.
With time, she started asking him to send money to purchase supplies. Then she started alternating cooking places, his house and her house. Now they stay together.
Yeah, of course. Guy, all these things sounds like the woman orchestrating his bro. That's all.
Yeah, she's the one orchestrating the whole thing.
I don't know. Guy's just there for the ride. That's the thing. So I think it's two things involved, right? So
okay, basket mouth, okay.
okay, basket mouth.
And you there's two things involved. The guy says basket mouth. Oh my god.
And now you're rich or you're poor. If you are rich, there are two things involved. God, okay.
No, if you are rich, there are two things involved.
Anyway, look, on a more serious note, yeah. Like, I think for real, like, tying the knot is a rich nigga activity. Otherwise, you have a touchy story like one of these.
One of these like, shits, bro.
So it's like, I think you only really, like, yeah, you can be, I think there's, in fact, the one that really stuck with me was something we said yesterday about how, I think I'm jumping the broom, but I have to reference that, about how you can't be a real nigga with no peas. Like, it makes no sense. You get, and like getting married and starting a family is, I think, is a real nigga sport. You understand? Mm. Yeah, I think there is less as intense as having a kid. Do you understand? Like having a kid without like getting married, like is obviously less intense than actually being married, having a family, changing son names. All that extra P, you get. And also, like, I think it's also easier for you to get help from, like, your friends, from your guys, when it comes to, like, you having a kid from nowhere than for you, like, getting married. Because, like, you get, like, if someone called you and told you they needed you to send, if your guy, fuck your guy, if me, I called you, Lodisan, I'm like, yo, I beg, I won't marry you. And you're like, congrats. And I'm like, yeah, nice one. I'm like, Abe, if you send me 2M, you get like,
yeah, I'll probably ask you, like, okay, now we think, I mean, I want to know, like, okay, what are we doing? What's the 2M for me? I want to know,
why are we using the money for
enough?
Yeah.
You get if it's enough,
is it enough? That, you get like, oh, may you tell me what you really need? Is that 2M? Enough?
Yeah. If you now tell me that is that 2M that you are depending on to marry, guy, I will give you a Bluetooth.
You get, knock. If you tell me that, yo, man, the drinks budget is 6M, but like, I spent too much and now I got like 4. So can you just tap into? You get like, I'm like,
I'll gladly overdo.
You get, I just say, at the end of the year, I will tap you back, I beg.
You get what I'm saying? Like, but if you tell me, yo, that some like maybe you're trying to pay school fees for your girl, do you get, bro? Mm. I'll send you the bread. Do you understand? Because like, if I have you, you understand? Like, I'm
no
like,
questions asked, bro.
No questions asked, bro. Your girl's school fees, nigga. We're gonna run it. You get, so it's, I think like those two things, like it's quite different. Yeah, like getting married, experience. You got. Yeah,
no, be my own experience, so I never marry. But like, from someone else's experience, I think like when he was getting married, like people like gathered around and like, you know, helps in that situation. And then when he had his kid, same thing sort of happened. Do you get? But like, with the marriage, the thing about the marriage thing and the kid, the marriage, people are easy to like free you because you are two adults, so people are like, oh my god,
yeah.
You get between yourselves, you can figure it out.
Yeah,
you understand.
But when you have a kid, people can still have that same sentiment. But like, you there's still a kid involved, so there's I find you guys annoying. There's no way I'm gonna want to like book
like, you get kid. It's like, different. No like if I come to Lodi's house now and he sits me down, he's telling me that, yo man, I'm finna get married, bro. Like before I even put my inputs, I understand that. There's a lot that's gone to this conversation. You get like, there's no kid involved. You just want to get married to the baby. You get, I'm like, okay, you probably really like her. And then obviously, like, you also see that he's a good time type P. So I'm not even going to, like, you get, like, I know that you've already thought about it.
No, see,
if you tell me that, yo, I'm going to, like, have a kid with this babe, you're not married. You are still somewhere I know. Now we still try run this P. Do you understand? Like, it's just like right now, I'm like, wait, what? Do you understand? So, like, I already know that, like, there's...
First of all, stop using me for all these dumbass examples that you're using. Can you use comments?
How did you trigger me?
So wait. Oh, shit, I'm dead.
Don't use me for these examples, bro.
Guy, I beg, don't kill me, please.
Guy, please, man. But yeah, man, you get my point. Yeah. I think it's definitely a rich nigga spot.
Yeah, man, but, I mean... Did our nigga that did get engaged? That's a rich nigga. That's a rich brother.
Yeah, that's so a rich nigga.
I mean, we have to conclude that is what it is. You understand? There's a bit of evidence, but I obviously not enough for me to say that, like, yo, this man is able to get married. But like, that's what I'm saying. To see him actually pull it off, like try to pull it off, like I already have to give him the benefit of doubt that he's ready for what comes with it.
Do you know that? Yeah. Having the bread to do it and actually even doing it are two completely different things.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like having the bread to do it, then having the mind to do it are two different
things. Two different things.
Like, I want to ask a question, right? Because it's because I was watching something yesterday. I was watching like a Joe Budden episode with Tyrese, and he said something like how. He's not like most guys when they get married, like they haven't gotten it out of their system. Do you understand? And then it affects their marriage. And he was like, how, like with him, like he's been famous and rich for a long time. So by the time he was getting married, like he had got it out of his system already. Do you understand? And like, I echo the same sentiment that, like, and we see it with people that get married, like, nigga, yeah, you've been with things, but like, you probably have not got it out of your system. What do you guys think?
I think it's true. Me, like, or not, like, I think I see all these accounts that tweet things like you don't know what you want until you fuck 20 babes. You get, then after fucking 20 babes, you fuck like 10 more. Like, I mean, obviously, I don't expect anybody to do that like directly. Or I mean, there are people that do that, but like basically, what they mean is that like you need to like have a very very wide palette already before you decide that you're trying to like not be like know what you want, because like for babes, like babes don't need to have a wide palette. Babes just already have what they want in their head. You get, it's just for the person that will come forth and meet those criteria. You get what I'm saying? But for niggas, it's not really the same thing. Like, finding a husband and finding a wife are two completely different things, in my opinion, Sha.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, if you, like, because, like, niggas, want to explore. Like that's like it's just in our genetics.
Yeah, it's in our nature.
Yeah, it's just a genetic thing. It's just in like male human nature. Female human nature has their own like idiosyncrasies. Just the same way men have their own. You get
damn, so like big words. that's a massive word.
Let's just say character. Using, I'm sorry.
The writer jumped. English BSc. Like
the writer and the English BSc jumped out. I'm sorry, but basically, like, yeah, that's just the P. So, like,
yeah.
you even notice men, like guys that we know, when niggas don't have enough experience, when they're with the babe, they see another babe and they see another babe and they see another babe and they're like, fuck, so many babes. Mm-hmm. But like, the thing about it is, before you get to that point of babes not sucking you, like, you have to first have a taste of a lot.
Yep,
a lot is relative. It's relative to you. You guess you need to have a taste of a lot, and you need to know after now having that taste of a lot, you now have to start seeing through the whole like, okay, this baby's fine. Like, okay, yeah, she's fine. Okay, and
I've been with so many of our prototypes. I've been with so many.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like I've seen a lot of her. So like, yeah. I don't get gassed. The thing is about not being gassed.
Mm-hmm. Me, I think that like before you marry, see. If your body count is less than 20 or 15, bro, you should not be getting married. As a nigga, this sounds crazy, right?
No, I think this thing is different for different niggas. If it's less
than 20 or 15, bro, you shouldn't be getting married.
I think this thing is different for certain niggas. Like, this particular man that we're talking about, trust me.
Unless you are super religious. Unless
no, it's not even a religious thing, bro. Like, this particular man we're talking about, you think back. Like, really think back and tell me how many babes man used to bag back then. Just think of one. If you can tell me one, just one. And we don't forget, we really know man. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we used to spend nights with man sleeping together, pause. But, like, you get what I'm saying? So, it's like...
Yeah.
You get like we really know man, and this
I'm
is
so
not
glad
this guy.
You mention his name because I'm about to say some wild shit right now.
No, we can't mention his name.
That nigga is going to cheat, bro. That nigga is going to cheat like never before.
That nigga is going to cheat like never before. Oh my god.
Relax. Now that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell
that's
you is that
what I am saying.
No. Okay. Cool. Fine. Now, but this same shorty that we're talking about, like, you have no idea how long he has been with this shorty. And she's probably even one of the reasons why you didn't used to see man with babes. There's only ever been one babe.
All right. I saw man them early last year. I don't know if it was with her or not. Not early
I
last
promise
year.
You
early
her.
2 years ago, sorry. So, early 2022. I don't think he was with... Maybe I don't know, but like at that point he was I didn't mention his name, but he was dealing with like hoes.
Yeah, I get that you know one man was on then still. That P is like that P brings the whole demons out. Yeah, you be with hoes. You cannot be with a sensible person going through that. But like you get what
but
I'm
it
saying?
Seems like Shoddy has helped him like
yo.
Yeah, that Shoddy has helped him like mad because he looks way better than he looked then.
Yo,
and we are giving too much away, but yeah, we're giving too much away, but yeah,
it is what it is. I know someone's gonna send him the link.
Yeah, better don't. God is watching you. If you are listening,
don't
God
send him watching. The link. If you send him, God, if you send him the link, he'll die.
God, that will fire you.
No, I mean, really it's all it. Love. No, relax. Like,
yeah,
it's all love.
Because I am glad to see it. Me, I'm happy to see
I
it.
Swear, I love you, guys. See, like. This is like some of the best news I've heard this week.
Mm-hmm. Just the fact that I saw him and he was looking like way better than the last time I saw him. I'm like, okay, this is wonderful. Do you understand? Like, this is great. Like, that's what a woman in your life would do. A woman.
Yes,
that
now she will make you glow,
that's
bro.
What
she will glow.
Bro, you look good.
So it's like,
but I'm
like,
just saying, this guy. I don't know if what his travel history is, but I don't think he has been to South Africa before. So that's why I'm like, okay.
Yo, son, I tell you solemnly that some things like this is not me coming on here to tell you that man is not gonna cheat. You get, but I'm just here to tell you that like some niggas like they see these things differently. They're not that like yeah, nobody like say big nash, no, they face them. Wow. But like some guys actually commit.
Sorry, no, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can't be committed and cheat, string.
Yes, bro. You can't. Like,
some guys, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't be a committed husband and cheat, bro.
Sorry, like, Noddy, I want to ask you a question. Like, this our guy now that is getting, that is engaged.
And not too much on him, please.
Yeah, not too much on him. What's so different from that our other guy that you cannot believe in? He's ever implied that he can never get engaged. What's the difference between that our guy and our other guy?
Different man.
How?
Are you sure?
Are you dumb?
No, break it down. You say,
break it down. Break it down. No, we are listening to you. I swear, we are listening to you.
Let me tell you how they are two different men.
This is going to be another long episode. I love it.
And I'm telling you, man. Let me tell you how they are two different men. I remember that when this bro will come to my yard in the wire to come and stay for a bit, like every single day is active. And it's not even because he's on bread. It's because, like, man has that, like take care of people vibes. Like, he's actually gonna cook, fam. You get, he's gonna clear out the kitchen and he's gonna cook 5 days in a row. Do you get what I'm saying? He's gonna make sure niggas are eating. I remember time my brother would come from like King's College and like he would just come and like, obviously I'm gonna offer bro his smoke. I like, but
like,
bro,
like
a fucking lemo. Yeah, a fucking lemo.
Like a nasty elder brother.
But bro is actively making sure that my younger brother is eating, fam. Do you get, making sure that I'm eating. And this is my guy. And I'm even just finding out today that I'm even older than bro to an extent. And I'm finding I'm older than bro from this guy that you're trying to compare him with. This guy. This guy.
Okay, this other guy now, you think he's not a caring person?
He's a caring person, but what I'm telling you that... About? No, relax. I'm telling you that these people, they have two different character traits.
But you just mentioned the caring... Okay, let me let you learn.
These two guys have different character traits. Now, what will make a nigga that... Don't forget, this guy is even the one putting me more on drugs. Don't play. You get, I'm not putting him on any drug, but he's on putting me on stuff. You put me on that bad life, you still put me on you get, taking care of myself. Man was even trying to get me to hustle back in the day. Do you get what I'm saying? But now this other guy is a good guy, he's caring, but he's not like, he doesn't carry manly vibes. All the things I've told you about are like something about. Hey, like,
God, I don't buy that. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with that. I think Jay, with this our older man, like there's a filter in front of your eyes, the way you see him. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you're still like, seeing him agree. As man from before. Like, don't get me wrong. He had some traits are left, but you cannot tell me that guy doesn't have man vibes. You cannot tell me that guy
in the pattern now. In the pattern, now they see the way they do now.
That guy has patterned so much in his life for you to tell me.
Relax. It's not like flaws he doesn't have man vibes.
What you are focusing on is the flaws. But both men have flaws.
It's not the flaws, bro.
Let's not stay too much on this because our listeners don't know who the fuck.
We're not calling names, so let's move on.
So yeah, let's not.
Wait. Just one last point to try and clear this up well. So now this guy that is getting married, I would think that he can be able to get married is, first of all, all those nurturing and caring, blah 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 that I talked about, and also like, when it comes to like promiscuity, like man does not really display all those. Like, do you understand? Like, he's not really about that. Let's go out.
And you are making my point for me because that this other man has had a more promiscuous past than the first man. So he, in a way, he has gotten more out of his system than the first man. True or false?
You get.
So like, what are you telling me? First man,
I tell you
like
that this
man,
analogy,
bro, it's still all love, bro.
It's all love. Shout out to our two man, man.
Bro, shout out to our two man. We love you both.
We love you both like mad.
Like crazy, bro. But like, yeah. Speaking of like even cheating and like what leads after cheating, which is breakups and shit. Like, we're talking about like the most down bad.
Segue,
Lord.
Guy, now me.
I'm sorry, man.
You know me.
No segue. If he die,
now me, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're talking about like the most down bad we've been after like a breakup. I'm like, bro, like I just got, you know, after that conversation we had yesterday, I had a headache, bro.
Guy,
I was talking from the innermost of my
from
soul,
the innermost
bro.
Inners.
But like, yeah, what's the most down bad? Like,
me, the most down bad I've been. Like, okay, so I'll try and keep this as brief as possible. I've experienced two different types of heartbreak from two different perspectives. One of the perspectives is that it's me that did it. Like, I'm the one that me fuck up. So now she leaves. So he can't pay me. The second one be say, like, now she fuck up. But then I won't say she fucked up, but she did me shady. She did shady, you get.
So if you listen this far, please rate us 5 stars. Thank you.
Yo.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. I have to tell that story again from the beginning.
Yeah, because
you're the robot chicken. You're like now Optimus Prime, the young.
No.
Yeah. Jay, what about you?
Yeah, man. You know me, man. I've never actually been down bad before, man. So that's what it's gonna be about.
You're mad. So when I was you're a foolish guy. And the thing about you is that you like to pontificate. You like to like stand on your points, even when like you know. Cause that day when I was trying to tell like okay in my own experience and in my relationship that lasts long, we were friends first for 6 months. You were telling me that doesn't fly. I'm like, bro, okay. I'm not trying to ask you about your own relationship and how deep it went. Now you are telling me that you've never been heartbroken like that or you've never been down bad.
No, I've never been down bad. It doesn't mean that I've never had people do me dirty. It's just
was real and you guys break up, you'll be down bad.
No, do the sound.
Yes,
that's not. You can't tell me what. You got them wrong in my life.
Then you've not, it has not been real like that. It's been real, no. But not that deep.
No, Lodisan. You guy, cannot tell me so, my life.
So you love somebody so much. Let me paint. So you love somebody so much that like you spend every day with them, like you love them so much and you do everything together. And when you break up, you are not down bad about it.
Like
Florence said, you cannot eat. Like all the things I care about, you don't care about
that,
them anymore.
Nah, all that shit don't happen to me. Like there's still
hard
like,
guy, no vex, no vex.
All that shit don't happen to me. There's still ways that I
so with so that means you're a hard guy.
I don't identify as such, but that's so not
why
the point
why do you
this.
Think that does?
Nigga, can you let me fucking speak, fam?
I'm asking you a fucking question. Why do you think that?
You already asked the initial question. Can I answer that?
What initial question did I ask?
How like the down bad thing? Like, let me explain my own levels.
You see, the only like, question.
it's not like I don't.
You are doing the same like, thing I accuse you of, but continue.
How?
You are pontificating, but continue. Just to make your point, you are like insisting just to make your point. But yeah, continue.
Yes, no, because like you're not going to like put it out of context. Now, don't make it out of context. Like the point is that yeah, like there's been time where I've been down bad, but it's not like. You know, like it was not that deep. That's why I had to start it that way. Obviously, like I'm still on Twitter and checking for your page. You get like I'm still downing your tweets. Like I wake up in the morning when I read verse of the day. After that's done, right. I go
so
on Twitter.
So what's the most like? Explain to me like the most relatively since you don't get down bad. What's the most relatively down bad like you've been after like you break up with someone.
Damn. Well, what I remember vividly, I remember pretending to cry one time because I felt like it was the right thing to do. You get, and that was what? That was in 2017. And I remember like Mandem came to my house. It was like O'Brien. O'Brien was the one that was there. That's Adrian's brother. And everybody was just there. And everybody was trying to console me because they heard the news that we broke up. And then me, I'm just there like, yo, what was the breakup thing to do when niggas is consoling you? Then obviously, like, I now try to, like, I go on the stairs anyway, and like, I try to like think about something that that could make me sad about this. And obviously, like, I started thinking about how, like, yeah, I was gonna
continue your bullshit, bro. Nigga said you had to fake being sad about the relationship,
but it was real.
Wait, no, Jay, let me finish. Terrence, Jay said he had to fake cry and fake being sad about the relationship, but he swears on his life that it was real and it was deep.
Uh-uh.
See, bro, you need to understand.
Bro, please,
make
please
it make
now,
sense,
please
my
now.
Boy.
Wait.
Make it make sense, my
you
boy.
You need to understand that this is literally the way I take on, like, literally everything in my life. Like, do you understand?
Well,
like,
it's not even... cry about other. I've seen you cry about other things before, so it's
like
not
what?
That you
like,
don't
like
cry.
What, Lodisan?
Nigga, 2019 when you first moved to Enugu, you were and it was your best day. You were overwhelmed. True or false?
I was sad.
Is that not overwhelmed?
This guy, they do like Uno Sabi English.
Person will be right now. Person will.
As in, you do like Uno Sabi English.
Person will. Person will write poem for Ezioku. They do like Uno Sabi English.
The truth is more than like proving your point. Do you understand? I know you like to prove your point so much, but sometimes like, just like okay, you know what? That's true. That's fair. Do you understand? See, you don't be every day you will prove
no,
your
sir,
point.
I don't accept that.
Of course you don't.
Of course you don't, nigga. What do you accept in this life?
What the fuck do you mean? Like you're not going to tell me that I've not been.
How does it shock me?
No, you cannot tell me that I've not been in like meaningful relationships that have meant
something to me. Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
So what are you saying?
You're the one that said that with your mouth, though.
I said if it was deep. I told you that you've not. You asked me a question. You've down bad. You said you've not really been down bad. And I'm like, guys, like. But when I was trying to say something, you were like, and you were trying to like insist that your shit was deep, like the relationship you were in was deep. But like, in that same statement, right? In that same monologue that we're having, you just said that you had to fake cry, because you thought that was the right thing to do. But you are still trying to insist that it was deep. If it was
let me land.
Okay, it was land, deep, land. My boy. Clients are not. I've had a deep one. I can't speak for clients, but I've had a deep one and. I've had to hold back the tears. I'm sure Clarence, can you speak on like holding back tears when like
Baba? That story that I was saying that I had to stop. That's literally what I was getting to.
But
well, that's cool. That no, sir, that's why I said. See, Luzan, listen. This is
nobody said, bro. I'm not trying to like note because you might feel like I'm antagonizing or like I'm trying to talk down on like. The relationship
just
that you had, I'm not fun. Doing that, but like that doesn't negate the fact that like, maybe it wasn't that like deep.
No, that's the thing. Like, see, these things are personal experiences, you understand? And for different people, there's different ways that like we just handle different things, you get. So, you handle your own things your own way, you get. I mean, right, cool. My own things my way, you get. But now, the thing is. This is why we always get twisted and wrong. Like when I start off, like that relationship in 2017, where like that had to happen, like that was like my first relationship in uni. Do you understand? Like that's not like when I want to talk about something that was deep, that's not necessarily where I'm going to go to. I'm just trying to cite an instance where like I'd been with somebody for like a year, like a couple of months, like almost 2 years, I think. Yeah, and. And after that, like we broke up, and then
okay, so that's
like,
not your down bad story. So which that's one not is my deep down one?
Story,
which one is the deep one that you say?
Fuck off, bro. Stop, baby, asking me. Let me hear you my P. I don't give a fuck about these mini questions you're trying to ask me, bro.
Nigga, don't,
like,
don't get defensive. If you
like,
get
no, you're stressing too much, fam.
You are getting defensive, bro. So just hold on. Let Karen speak. Then you go later.
I'm done with it. Can't lie.
Let Karen speak. You're getting defensive, bro.
Like, Misha,
you can't lie, man. I'm not done with it. I beg. Which one is
can that? Speak, please. We have we cry.
Yeah, you that cry. I beg you that when they cry, tell us why you cried.
Let's talk.
Tell us why you cried.
When I've been there,
tell us why you cried.
When I've been there, down bad.
On me, bro.
Down bad.
Don't speak on me.
Can't speak. Continue. Guy, you can take a break, Sha. You can, you know what? Let's take a break and come back because my man is like mad defensive now. So let's take a break, like 5 minutes, and come back.